So the question, ladies and gentlemen, that I'm posing to Dr. Kent Guyon is, well, when it comes to our multicultural global society and the fact that we have a lot of companies who are saying, hey, you know what? We got folks of this color to deal with. We got folks of that color. We have people with this ethnic belief. We got folks with that cultural system of beliefs. It's good that we're going to send our people out there ready to connect with them, ready to speak the language. But why can't it be, or why wouldn't it work to just have all one race taught to speak the language of whoever they're going to speak and that get the job done?
You know, I think as we learn more about human nature, there's some core values that I think run true in just about whatever group you're looking at. And that is the sense of self and the sense of purpose. And a lot of times by trying to just mainstream thoughts and ideas, you lose that. And you never get the same outcomes as you do when you have a more diverse set of people, a diverse set of thoughts. And there have been a lot of different experiments and studies that kind of indicate that are kind of neat. And there are a lot of, story after story of how this kind of plays itself out. There have been some major famines in the world that have been caused by having no diversity in crops. So, from a biological standpoint, you kind of have that to point to. You look at some of the really successful companies, and a lot of times their success is based around having their employees give their own ideas and create their own thoughts about what will work. Again, not, two guys in a room, but a whole collection of thoughts and ideas. And those are successful companies that really, do well over the long term. And again, I can point to patient outcomes because that's an area that I know the most about. And we know that patients do better when they have practitioners who have a connection or a relationship. And again, that whole sense of value and that sense of purpose that you can't get in just one single formula is really a lot of what makes the differences show up. So again, that's several different ways to think about why it's so important for all of us to have broad thoughts and broad inputs into the things we try to accomplish.
So then part of the issue then is that there are certain things that we just, certain truths that we just can't teach. It is part of a person's life experience that they take with them wherever they go, anywhere. And that component of their life experience just naturally tends to help to bring about a bond, a connection with someone who has a similar experience that someone with a totally different experience just cannot imitate no matter what they're taught?
You know, I think there's always a place for building empathy. And I think it's important for us to understand that that's part of it. And there's some things that you can get close to, but you'll just never quite touch. I'm glad I'm not the person in the family who had to have the babies. I'll put it that way. So, that's my wife's expertise, and I'm glad it was her. I can relate to it, but I cannot go there because it just, it didn't happen to me. So, And that's just one of those examples. You can get close, but, there's no substitute for that.
So no matter how much knowledge that man might bring to the table about birth and delivery, carrying a child, that woman's going to be able to connect with another woman who has done it.
That's exactly right.
I hear you. So there really is, as you were sharing with us, a necessity for cultural diversity and not just training about how to connect with other people, but an actual cultural diversity.
You know, there is, I think, some of us grew up learning languages, and we probably got a little too tied to just learning words and readings. It's really the cultural parameters of each place that you study about where those languages occur is where you get the depth of understanding. And again, that's something that you can't take for granted anymore because we do have such a mix of people in our world right now. We have students at Georgia Regents University from 80 different countries.
Wow.
And that's more than a third of the countries on the entire globe, you know, right here in Augusta. So, you know, thinking that you can understand, you know, everybody's point of view just, you know, is not really a reality anymore. But having some sense to take time to listen and to learn and to understand that there are individuals that come to the table with a different perspective and experience is just really important. And that's the kind of effort that we need to really move things forward.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like this is such a challenge because you mentioned 80 different countries, and then we have America. So 81 including America. And so it would seem like it's not just a matter of helping Americans learn to relate to the people from the other 80 countries, but all 80 countries need to be learning to interact with each other and really connect with each other.
That's right. So there are some tenets that I think everybody can benefit from. And the first one is just self-awareness. You got to take a moment just to think how you came to be the person who you are, what influences your thoughts, what growing up was like for you, and kind of use that as the beginning point. And again, that, you know, our own experiences growing up in the South, if that's where you grew up, or the North in a big city or in a small town, all those things really shape the way we view the world. And that's different for, you know, for every single person. That's the step one. Then you think about the person who you're interacting with. And again, sometimes you can get some information from the part of the world they're from. Perhaps they'll share with you their religious beliefs. But one thing that, you know, that we can say is that you have to try and learn about the other individual as well. I use the word individual because just like, you know, we can have two people from the United States, we don't necessarily think or act the same. So you have to, you know, a little deeper. And the same with someone from a country like Asia. You know, there are many, many regions of Asia, billions of people. So really, you have to really take a person on an individual basis. And then comes the attitude to really want to have an understanding. Around those attitudes and the knowledge that you've gained about yourself and about others, that's when you can begin to gain some skills at negotiating some of the things that, you know, may be different between you. And what ends up happening is 100% of the time you end up learning more about yourself than you do about the other person. And that's the amazing part about the whole situation. So
do you have a situation where, you know, you have a lot of folks in America, a lot of Americans in America will say, well, I don't discuss politics and I don't discuss religion. Are there certain things that people find are just kind of taboo subjects when it comes to revealing themselves and sharing who they are as they go through this process, to kind of walk through this process of trying to learn each other and how to connect with each other?
You know, that probably is more an individual level decision. You know, I think... again, you frame all this in trust. If you can build trust, then you have the opportunity to have these discussions. And I think that's an important step that you have to take. Once you've got the trust, then you can feel more comfortable in sharing those kinds of things. One easy way to gain trust is around food. You know, we like to eat and, you know, sharing recipes and sharing dinner and having meals of different varieties. That's a nice way to kind of have an easy connection point. And then you just ask, and you know, now you can find out some stuff on the web. There are other opportunities. We last year at what was then Georgia Health Sciences University, we had cultural competency training for everyone who was part of our organization. Everyone from the president's cabinet to our groundskeepers to our students. So we mean this as part of who we want to be. You know, as we, again, want to have students who are prepared to work anywhere in the world, we also want to have patients come to us from anywhere in the world and to feel like they're going to get appropriate care that's respectful of their cultures.
I like that. When we come back, could you share with us more about that, particularly as it pertains to bringing us to a point where we're saying, okay, we would like for this diversity and inclusion to be part of our culture, and just what it means for it to be part of the culture.
I can do it.
All right. Dr. Kent Guyon, your guest and mine. Be right back. Sharing with us diversity, inclusion, its significance. We need to know why. And he's sharing with us also that all-important how. How to make diversity a part of the organization's environment, very culture, DNA. We'll be right back.